Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a very impressive 91-57 win over UCCS. Boy, I'll tell you what, Kevin, I mean, I know that you've probably looked at some film since then and probably seen a few things that maybe you'd like to change, but boy, that was a pretty solid performance.
Yeah, I was really pleased the way we started the season. You know, you just never know how it's going to go, but I thought our players were ready and they executed, and we just got off to a good start on both ends of the floor, and hopefully that's a good sign of things to come.
One thing that really impressed me is taking a look at it. You end up shooting 46% from the floor, including just over 43% from beyond the arc, but you put up 76 shots compared to only 55 for them. I know a lot of that had to do with the fact your defense was getting some turnovers, and you also got a lot of offensive boards. I mean, but in generally, you put up that many shots and shoot with that kind of percentage, you know, you're going to be pretty successful.
Yeah, we really pushed the tempo, and the number of shots that we get in a game is really indicative of the pace we want to play at. So for most part, that game we were able to play at a speed that we like to practice at. So hopefully that will continue in the future.
Would you argue that that's probably the most important thing about basketball, one way or the other, is whatever team can control the tempo? Because certainly I would imagine with the fact that you do have a team that can really move the ball up and down the court in a hurry, they're probably, I imagine, a lot of teams are going to try to slow things down on you. Is that something that really is a real big determining factor in the terms of the success of a ball club, who can control the tempo?
Well, I think it is to a point. I think you have to be adjustable in that sometimes whether it's the game's being called closer by the officials, or there's just stoppages in play because of media timeouts, etc. I mean, sometimes the game won't flow as fast as other games, but I think any time you can try to play a game at the same tempo that you practice, that's going to do nothing but help you, and that's kind of our goal. As much as possible, we want people to hopefully play like we do, and now if somebody else plays up tempo, then the game's going to be speedy, and it becomes who's going to do it better. But right now we're just trying to get better at what we do, and not focus so much on the opponent but more on ourselves.
Were you pleased with the rebounding? The reason I ask is that was one concern you had out of the Rocky game. Now you out-rebounded them 40-39. That's a little bit of a misnomer, because a lot of those rebounds came late in the game when I know you were trying a few things and the game was well out of reach, at least the rebounds for them, I mean. Were you pleased with the way the team went to the boards in this game?
Yeah, I think so. We definitely improved from the previous game. Sometimes the ball just bounces a crazy way, and that's why the other team will get it. A lot of times it's because we didn't check off as we're supposed to. But I thought our effort was much better, and our focus and concentration on rebounding. Rebounding defensively really ignites our offense, and if we can get the ball and then get it to the right outlet areas, then we're going to get something on the other end more than likely. So it's very important.
Going to talk about some of those individual performances, and boy, we had some dandies in that big win for Montana State Billings. That's coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a very, very impressive 91-57 victory over Colorado Springs. Got to ask you about Callie Stanhope. You know, she ends up breaking the record. Hard to imagine with all the great three-point shooters that you've had here at Montana State Billings that it took a sophomore guard to do it, but 8 three-pointers in a game. She had 6 at the break. You know, and just taking a look at the shooting percentage, it's not like she was just gunning it. 10 for 12 from the floor, 8 for 10 from the three-point stripe. Boy, it was just one of those games where it was nice that you could find Callie because she was really hitting them.
Yeah, Callie's a tremendous shooter, and she will have a lot of success over the next 3 years shooting the ball. She has a very quick release. She's not very big, but she doesn't need very much time to get a good look at the basket, and she's very consistent. So I think we're going to be very lucky to have her, and she's going to continue to do a good job. It was just one of those days where she just got in a rhythm early and in a catch and shoot there, and her teammates found her either with screens or in transition, and she's a wonderful person, so you just want to kind of jump on that bandwagon, and that's going to make everybody better when she's hot from the outside.
You know, I have to ask you, I've always been curious, are you aware of that as the game goes on when she's at the half and she's got 6 3-pointers? Does anybody say to you, you know, she's only one away from tying the record? And if so, is that something where maybe in the second half, particularly if a game is in control, where you're thinking, boy, it'd be nice to be able to get Callie open and get her a couple more shots? Or is that something that just doesn't come into the conversation?
I try not to think like that. I just try to focus on the game, and I don't want to, you know, try to overcoach the situation. We want our players to play instinctively. So unless somebody tells me that, really, I'm not aware of it. I just knew that she was hitting a lot of shots, and would just kind of go from there. And if it comes within the realm that we can get her one more to at least have a chance, then yes. But there was a time towards the end of the game when the outcome was decided, and it's important that she gets out of the game so some other people can play, especially with two more games in the next 6 days.
Yeah, and Callie Kautzman, boy, what a game she had. You know, she had, I think, 8 at the break, ends up with 24. A lot of those points came right out of the start of the second half. What I liked about that is you really had the game in hand at 47-22, and then Callie just comes out on fire, and that's always an important couple of minutes when you've got a big lead because, you know, I don't care what the score is. The game is always still in doubt, and she really kind of, I don't want to say put the nail in the coffin of you know, the Mountain Lions, but certainly her fast start in the second half was a big boost for her.
Yeah, she did a lot of things very well then, both from inside with the post move to off the dribble to hitting the perimeter shots. She's very versatile. She's really worked hard on her game to get better this year, and she's had a great preseason, and it was nice to see her get off to a good start. She's just a great person to coach. She gives it her all the time, and I think she's just going to continue to get better.
Now, talking about some of your younger players, you know, Monica Hollowell ends up with 4 points, but also ends up with 3 rebounds, you know, on the loose ball. I mean, just a freshman out of Huntley, not real tall. I mean, the one thing that impresses me about Monica, just to kind of single her out for a moment, is a lot of times those freshmen kind of have that deer in the headlight looks when they get a ball. They're kind of a, you know, it just takes a while to get in the flow of the collegiate game, but she's not afraid to shoot the ball, and when she shoots it, she tends to be successful.
Yeah, Monica's very aggressive. She's going to get nothing but better. She's a very good shooter, spot-up shooter, and she's getting better off the dribble. She has to keep working, especially on her between game, but she's extremely strong physically, very athletic, and she came in and sparked us. I think she was one of our first players off the bench in this game, and I thought she came in and made something happen.
You know, you talked about rebounding, going back to that being a real team effort. I mean, here you come up with 40 rebounds. You had your 3 leading rebounders had 5 apiece, and everybody had a board. I mean, that is really, I mean, that you want to talk about balance on a rebounding, and, you know, you're probably not going to find a whole lot of games this year where that is quite that balance.
No, it's just the way it worked with a lot of even minutes, and it's a nice thing to have all of our people going to the boards. You know, another statistic I was really proud of is that we only had 6 turnovers, and we were able to play at a pretty fast pace, and that means fundamentally we were pretty solid with as far as our footwork. So if we can do that, then and just keep the rebounding closely, I think we have a good chance to win.
And we're going to talk about the next couple of games coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden coming up.
Hoo-hot! What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back. Ken Adelblue along with Kevin Wooden on the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show as Montana State Billings gets set for a pair of games Wednesday night. Of course, they're taking on the University of Mary, and then they'll be back on Saturday afternoon to take on Chadron State. University of Mary, now this is an interesting matchup for you, a team that beat you twice last year. Now, both games are very close, very competitive, but again, I can only assume with the, based on the history of this series, that this is another good challenge for you.
Yeah, Mary's a great program. They have been solid. I think they, like you said, they beat us twice last year. The game here came right down to the wire, and we had a chance to, in the last few seconds, to either tie or win, and they just made more plays than us at the end. Over there, it was pretty close as well. We played a solid game, but they're very difficult to beat. They have a good inside-outside combination. They have great depth, and they didn't lose too much, so they're going to bring an outstanding team here, and we're going to have to be at our very best to play them.
Take a look at Chadron State, of course, the Saturday game. I don't know a lot about Chadron, to be honest with you, but I know that they've had some decent teams in the past. How are they looking this year?
They should be much better than they were a year ago. I haven't played them as a head coach. I think when I was an assistant, we played there, but they have a coach that's in his second year that I know was pretty happy with their recruiting class. And like you said, we don't know too much about them. That's going to be their first official game. They had a couple exhibitions, so we're just going to have to kind of adjust as the game goes, but looking forward to that one as well.
What have you been kind of working on this week? Because obviously, you know, sometimes when you come off a game like 91-57, it's kind of like, geez, what do you work on now? But I know there's still a lot to do. What sort of things you've been kind of shoring up this week, if you will?
Just, some of our sets to be a little bit crisper and make sure that we're not just playing the play as it develops, that we're able to see all the little options that occur during the play. And we have a lot of new players, so just getting people comfortable there, and at the same time continuing to work on our fundamentals. But I think it's going to be a little different playing a game on a Wednesday, but it's nice to get a chance to play a good team like Mary this week.
Yeah, it's part of a doubleheader with the men to follow against Colorado Christian. Of course, the game time Wednesday is at 5:15 p.m. at Alterowitz Gym. Then on Saturday, they'll play at 2 o'clock against
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.